Hi guys, it's me, Lindsay Pinchuk, host of Dear Founder. You've probably heard me talk about my group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. We launched in the fall and nearly 50 women are currently inside learning simple but effective marketing skills to take their business to the next level. Just this week, I received a message from one of the women inside that said, "I was just telling a friend how much I recommend working with you. While others may be good at getting confidence and creative juices flowing from their clients, you're the first I've seen to give tactical, efficient, cost-effective solutions for fairly easy implementation. You are just incredible." So what is Marketing Made Simple and what's all the hype about? Marketing Made Simple for Small Business is a group mentorship program for women-owned businesses. You'll work to create effective content, messaging, and a marketing process to connect with your community, build awareness, and drive sales. This program combines small group strategy sessions, one-on-one Q&A, and accelerator calls, community support, and a ton of digital resources designed to give you step-by-step instructions and guidance that you need to grow your brand. The good news, the doors are now open. You've been asking and the new spring cohort is ready for enrollment. So when you use the code FOUNDHER, not only will you save 20% on a monthly or an annual membership, but you'll also get an Instagram audit and customized content ideas from me to get you started in the Marketing Made Simple program. What I'm seeing take place inside this community is absolutely astounding, and I really hope to see you inside soon. If you have any questions, just shoot me a DM or an email, lindsay@lindsaypinchuk.com. I am more than happy to answer them. And now, on to today's show. Great. All before I sold it. A decade later, I exited with one goal, to support other women in business through their own entrepreneurship journeys. As an entrepreneur, you wear every hat. You burn the midnight oil, and most of all, you pour your heart and soul into everything you do. But there's no blueprint for success. Every week on Dear Founder, you'll get to sit in as I pick the brain of some of my closest female founder contacts. Save yourself time, money, and hassle listening to the lessons of those who have already done it. You'll also have the chance to hear about my own founder journey, how I built my first company, and now how I'm building my second, as I share solo episodes filled with actionable lessons and steps that you can apply to your business immediately. Make sure to subscribe now so that we can build our businesses together each and every week. Now, let's get into today's episode. So you've heard me say it time and time and time again. I say it all the time on my social media. I say it all the time on my blog. I say it all the time on podcast interviews. I say it all the time here. Share your story. Have you heard me say that before? Share your story has become something that I am synonymous with. People stop me when they see me out and about around town and they say, "Oh my God, I took your advice. I shared my story. It was my greatest piece of content that I put out into the world." Or, "Oh my God, I shared my story and then I sent an email about my story and I got so much response and engagement from sharing my story." Sharing your story is imperative for you and your brand, and sharing your story should become inherent and second nature to you and to your content and to what you put out into the world. I will say with certainty that every single one of my students in Marketing Made Simple, my group mentorship, who has shared their story already on social media, would say that that piece of content is their most engaged piece of content that they have put out into the world, or one of them. And I can say for certainty that many of my consulting clients who I've created their story and I've shared their story on social media, in fact, one of them went live this morning. And when I woke up, she had more comments on that post than she has had on any other post that she put out into the world. Why? Because when you share your story, you pull back the curtains and you show what's behind the brand. You show what's behind the face. You show what's behind what is already out there. So today on this episode of Dear Founder, I want to dig a little bit deeper into your story, why it's important, and I want to encourage you to get your story out into this world. So today I hosted my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp. And in this workshop, we talked all about setting up your Instagram account for your small business. But one of the things that we talked a lot about is what to post and how do you know what to post? So I want to dial it back for a second and I want to show you where you can get started. So you hear me say often that your community is your greatest asset. And it is. It is your brand's and your company's greatest asset because your community will help you. They subscribe to you. They will do anything for you because they adore you. But you build your company through your greatest tool, and that tool is your content. Now, your content is essentially every single thing that you put out into the world and every single thing that people see about your brand. So your content could be a webinar. It could be an email. It could be an interview in a publication. It could be you standing up at an event and giving a talk. It could be your social media posts. It is every single thing that people see about you and your brand in this world. Your content is really the backbone of everything that you do. It is how you connect with your community and how essentially you grow your community because they are coming to you for the content that you put out into the world. And today, as we discussed in my workshop, Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp, on Instagram, your content is what you post, right? So you could be posting in stories, you could be making reels, you could be posting feed posts, whatever it is that you put on Instagram and what you post, that is your content there. Now, before we get into the importance of your story, I want to share that there are three C's of building your brand on Instagram, and this is really important. And you're going to see how it dovetails into today's conversation. The three C's are community, content, and connection. Now, community. A community shows up and engages with you. When you build a community, you are also building a natural bridge for transaction over time. When you have a community, it is a two-way street. An audience, for example, they are voyeurs. An audience watches what you do, but a community shows up, reacts, engages, and you can ask them questions back. It is a two-way street. So like I said, when you build a community, you're building a natural bridge to transaction over time. How are you doing this? Through your content, which is the second C. Your content is everything that you put out into the world about yourself and about your brand. Your content is your number one marketing tool, and it is how you build your community, like I said. But the third C is connection. As you consider the content you're putting out to serve your community, you must think about the connection you're creating. Your content is designed to serve your community, and when you do this, it will automatically build a connection. If you are not connecting with your community, your content is missing the mark. And you know that through the engagement and through the comments back and through the likes and through the DMs and through the response that you elicit from the content that you put out into the world. Now, I want you to think about when you post, your posts must have a purpose, they must be authentic, they must contain value, and they must use a call to action. And as I said in the workshop today, it doesn't have to be perfect. Messy perfection is okay. You need to put yourself and your content out into the world and see what sticks. And sometimes it's trial and error. It's not going to be perfect every single time. So a lot of my students and a lot of my clients ask me, where do we start with my content? Where do you start? Where do you start with your content? Well, you start with your story. So, and we're going to get into this in a minute because this is the topic of today's podcast episode. You start with your story. So specifically on Instagram, after you write your bio, I want you to start thinking about the longer version of your story. Who are you? What do you do? Why do you do it? How do you do it? I also want you to think about your target community and your target customer. Who are they? What do they do? What's important to them? What problem do you solve for them? And then I want you to think about your commitment. How often do you want to be posting on your account on Instagram? That's important because it's important that you stick to a cadence. Now, we're going to get into your the story piece. This is what we're talking about today. Your story is the foundation of your content. It is what you build everything upon. You show up and you tell your story, who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you do it. And that is your connection with your community. That's how you connect with them. You are pulling back the curtain. You are telling them something about yourself, about your why, about why it is that you're here doing what you do every single day. And ultimately, when you do that, the more you share your story, the more people will get acclimated to your story. They'll learn your story. They'll know your story. And eventually, they will share your story for you, which is huge. When people start knowing you for something and they start sharing your story, that is a huge win. But it is also, like I said earlier, your bridge to transaction. Because when you share your story and you open yourself up and you become vulnerable, people start to trust you. You build your authority. And ultimately, people will transact from you. Your customers, your community will transact from you. Now, I like to say that there's three versions of your story. You have your one sentence elevator pitch, your short bio, which is like a paragraph. I use my short bio when I'm being interviewed on a podcast or if someone's introducing me at an event. And then you have your long bio, which is a few paragraphs long, could be used on your website or for longer posts on social media or a blog post or an email. You will use it. And it's important that you have all three of these versions at the ready, because when you have them at the ready, you can use them in your content, not just on social media, but anywhere it is that you need your story. I want you to think about the following when you're developing your story. In addition to your big picture story, who you are, what you do, why you do it, and how, I want you to think about brand storytelling. What stories can you use for support, not just with your big picture story, but over time? What are the small stories that make up the person you are as it pertains to your business, as it pertains to your brand, as it pertains to your founding story if you are a business owner? What stories can you use to support that notion? What are things that have happened over time throughout your life that people would want to hear about? And you would be surprised. People want to hear from you. People want to buy from people. So it is so important that you hone in on these stories and you share them with your community. When you storytell, people remember. Something else I want you to think about when you're developing your story is your why. People want to know why it is that you do what you do. And I bet you there's a reason that is probably not so obvious. Dig deep and find that reason and share it. When you share your why and you open yourself up and you're vulnerable, that is when you connect with people. I want you to think about your hook. Your hook is, how can you be unforgettable? What do you want people to remember about you? And then I want you to think about the emotions and the values and the ideals that can turn your audience from voyeurs and from people who are really just watching and consuming what you put out into the world into a community that you can engage with, interact with, and who will help you and support you along the way. Now, I want to share an example here about my story and how I've created my story in a way. Yes, it's changed over time, and your story will change over time too. But I want to share these notions with you so that you can understand how I think about my own story. And hopefully that will help you to think about your story. So my why. My why is to support other female founders. It's to make sure that other female founders learn from my experiences and my mistakes. And it's to set an example for my daughters. And these are things I talk about all the time. My hook is that I bootstrap my business to from $500 to seven figures, reaching 3 million people per month before I sold it. Why is that a hook? Because less than 1% of female founders actually sell their business, meaning transact, sell, get a check in their bank account. That is my hook. There are many people out in the world who are helping people with marketing and social media and content and whatnot. There are very few people who are doing it who have also done it to a point where they have sold their business. That is my hook. The emotions and the values and the ideals that I gravitate towards through my content, I talk about being a busy, time stretch working mom. Entrepreneurship is hard. I want to lift other people up. I want to hone in on the notion that you don't have to be perfect and that you need to do what works for you and what's best for you. So those are the emotions and the values and the ideals that I tap into when I'm sharing my story. When you share your story and when you put it out into the world, it enhances your connection with your community. That is why I encourage all of my clients and all of my students to share their story at least once a month, their big picture story, who they are, what they do, why they do it, and how. But then I also tell them to share those little stories in between because that's what makes them the person who they are. That's what makes you you. When you share your story, it shows that you're human. It drives emotional connection because, like I said, people want to buy from people. And as I shared today in Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp, with AI today and all of these tools that are available to us, people can share facts, they can share tips, they could really be anyone who they want. They could be anything they want to be. But at the end of the day, you are you and no one else can be you. You are your own secret sauce. And your stories and your experiences enhance those tips, enhance those hacks, enhance the knowledge that you put out into the world. And that is why you have to share them. It's why your community should care and trust you. It's how you build trust and authority. And like I said, when you share your story, you build a natural bridge to transaction over time. Meaning, when you share your story and when you show up and when you are vulnerable, ultimately, when you want that transaction, and it doesn't even have to be a monetary transaction. It can be a, give me your email address and I'll give you a checklist, or give me your email address and I'll give you a discount. It doesn't necessarily have to be a monetary transaction, but when you share your story and you share it over and over and people are comfortable with you, they are more apt to transact with you. Your story is ultimately the foundation to your content strategy. Like I said, it is what you build upon. And how you know what else you should post, your community dictates what else you should post. And I'm going to leave it at that for today. This is a conversation that we are going to continue next week. But for now, what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to write and to share your story on Instagram. And I would love for you to tag me. And when you do, I will share it. Please tag at Dear Found Her. And if you tag at Lindsay Pinchuk, I will share it there as well. But I just want you to remember that your story is the foundation and you have to get it down pat before you start building the other supportive content along the way. When you have a strong foundation on Instagram, you have something to build upon each and every day. So like I said, I brought back my Instagram for Small Business Bootcamp this week. And the people who joined me today, they learned how to set up their account. They learned technicalities with simple step-by-step instructions. We talked about the implementation of processes, what to post, and really easy strategy for small business growth on Instagram. So a lot of you are asking me for the replay. It also came with a 75-page ebook that I created specifically for this class. And so I am going to make it available for all of you, and I'm working on that right now. So if you want to get your hands on this workshop, it was a 2-hour workshop plus an ebook, please click the link in my show notes and put your name on the wait list, and you will have an email sent directly to your inbox as soon as it is available. And in the meantime, you can grab my Reels cheat sheet and my social media challenge. The link is in the show notes to help get you started. But I want you to take my challenge and I want you to share your story. And I would love for you to make it a goal to do it by April 1st. It's now March 19th. I want to see those stories because when you share your story, big things happen. I want to thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. There is another amazing episode coming your way on Thursday. I cannot wait for you to hear it. We talk all about building community at the grassroots level in Thursday's episode, and you are going to love it. But for now, have a wonderful rest of the day.